physical demand coming out of central banks, potentially Korea and Madagascar. We've been seeing bullion banks cover shorts. We're seeing weak hands to strong hands rotation. Is the bottom in? We're not saying the bottom is in, but at least on the short-term basis, it looks like we're almost out of the woods.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. It's 8:07. We are looking at the homepage. Gold's up through 4,000 again, and silver through 48 again. Today we'll be discussing the top right-hand story. Gold retakes 4,000, CTA sold to deeper pockets. In the summary, essentially what that is over the last 3 days, we've observed the selling coming out of CTAs, commodity trading advisors, typically short-dated mindset and momentum-oriented. They've been selling, and the buyers have been Singapore, Shanghai, deeper pocketed ETF buyers, physical demand coming out of central banks, potentially Korea and Madagascar. We've been seeing bullion banks cover shorts. We're seeing weak hands to strong hands rotation. Is the bottom in? We're not saying the bottom is in, but at least on the short-term basis, it looks like we're almost out of the woods. Anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. Before we get to the markets, we just want to let you know that we have a full plate of content. We have five stories for you today in gold and silver. The LBMA is in Kyoto, and they're calling for 5,000 gold and $59 silver. Strange, but there you have it. I guess when you're in the Asian audience, you when you're in Rome, do like the Romans do. Except with chopsticks today. We have the definitive Chinese endgame video. That's by Andre Zhik. I'm not sure I'm saying his name right. We have silver as clean collateral. That's going to be a cover of a piece that we saw on Zero Hedge. Really nice from one of their premium content pieces from a CIO in Stamford, Connecticut, talks about collateral, what makes it clean, and talks about silver in that context. And I think it's just fascinating given what's going on. Fourth story, India's gold reserves grow by 64 tons. No doubt that's out there. People have seen that. We'll have a story on that as well. And then we have a special for the founders, China's next move in gold and silver and where it's coming from and why it reaffirms, confirms, and vindicates further our feeling that gold will not just be collateral, it will be collateral that's utilized to grow economies. It'll be financialized. It'll have its value unlocked so people can benefit from it. All right. That was a mouthful. Markets. 10-year yields are up 1. The dollar is 98.84, up 11. The S&P 500 is 69.12, up 17 and change. The NASDAQ is 26.144, up 100. The VIX is down 9 basis points. Gold is up 66. Silver's up 48. Silver's up $1.27 at 48.30. Copper is up 3.5 cents. WTI is 60.61, up a little bit. Natural gas down 1.5 cents to 2. Bitcoin up 400 and change. Ethereum up 34. Palladium and platinum both up 1.5 to 1.75%. Gold, silver down as you would expect. And grains are giving back some of their gains in the last 2 days. Looking at the board in aggregate, just in a cursory fashion, something about this says to me that the market is anticipating more liquidity. Now, it could be the Fed day, which is what we think most people are going to focus on. But I just want to give you a comment that Zero Hedge made today that is definitely in the market, but it. They may be a little bit ahead of the curve in seeing it affect the market. They say the AI debt floodgates are open. 1 week after a record junk bond deal, TerraWulf plans a $500 million convertible bond offering to fund Abernathy, Texas data center. Essentially, that's a symptom of what's going on in the Trump MAGA economy, which is we're going to spend whatever it takes to get the economy going on the manufacturing side. The manufacturing side at this point is really merely data centers being built. And we're willing, encouraging demand debt to be taken on to do that. So this is spend to grow. And you could see why that would help the NASDAQ, right? AI stocks. You could also see why it would help gold. Well, you're spending more, right? It would hurt bonds. Yeah. And it's good for the dollar. Hard to say why that matters at all there. But that's our take on the board today and what's going on. But it is very, I'll say it's very encouraging to see gold participate in this way with stocks on what is deemed to be money printing. So it's not like gold is broken. Everybody's looking at gold now when it comes to, well, we're spending. Is it going to be productive or not? I don't know. Well, if it's productive, let's buy an AI stock. And if it's not productive, let's buy gold. So gold and AI stocks are the same thing right now. But when the tide goes out, the AI stocks will be naked. That's an opinion. All right. The story. Gold retakes 4,000. CTA sold to deeper pockets. This morning's bounce is very, very welcome headed into Fed Day, we wrote. Gold has climbed back above $4,000, but recent pressure came from systematic traders known as CTAs. They have been rotating out of metals and into energy shorts, which exaggerated gold's pullback even as long-term buyers stepped in. Goldman's positioning data shows us that gold is fully allocated on the long side on the CTAs. So rallies may meet selling until momentum turns. So there's a dead zone we have to get through here. The good news is deeper pockets are buying. When CTA selling exhausts, history shows direction can sharply reverse higher. That continues into Premium Post. Gold retakes 4,000, silver retakes 48, wishful thinking, and CTA sold to deeper pockets. Other stories yesterday, 5 stories yesterday on gold. It's amazing when you think about how it's just completely neglected by those in the legacy media, but it's just amazing. It's breathtaking. The sell gold buy Bitcoin discussion grows, but markets do not yet believe. That's something we wrote yesterday on the back of the Mar-a-Lago plan, Bitcoin style returning. We're going to recall that the Mar-a-Loomis plan. Whether you love or hate Bitcoin, that's what she's doing. She wants us to sell gold to buy Bitcoin to retire debt, which really is the Mar-a-Lago plan, which is sell gold to buy FX to retire debt. How the Bitcoin fits in there, I'm not sure, but it is a sponge for debt, not a retirement of debt. Founders AM CTA analysis. That was the audio version of what we sent out this morning with more depth and more insights. Korea, another story. We didn't send it out, but we popped it up there yesterday. Korea is to add to gold reserves as nations weigh China vaulting offers. There are basically three stories in one there. Coming out of Kyoto, Korea and Madagascar implied they'll be adding to gold. Korea said it, Madagascar hinted at it. And then the other story in there is that, you know, China recently has said they're going to start offering to vault central bank gold, which is a direct shot at the LBMA and the BIS. That's their business. That's their model. Well, you now have countries saying they're considering it. So you've got three countries that are looking at it seriously. One would be Korea, but they're probably going to say no because of the G7 hold, but there's probably going to be a little compromise coming later on. You've got Madagascar, which will likely say yes, and you've got the Philippines, which will likely say no, at least at first. But the point is, if you're a central bank and you're in Asia, and you want to have your gold closer to you, and your trust in the West has decreased, even if you are still deep allies with them, like the Philippines are, well, and Japan is, and Korea is, well, maybe you want to have your gold a little closer to home. Remember, most of the world put its gold in the U.S. trust post-World War II because of the unrest in Europe, because of the threat of communism, because geographically, the U.S. was a safe zone. That's why you buy dollars when there are bombs blowing up in the Middle East. However, when the bombs blowing up are now financial and they're in the West, debt, debasement, rationing, cost cuts. You want to have your gold a little closer to home. And that's why countries like India are repatriating it. The other reason is they're going to fucking collateralize and financialize and unlock the value of gold to grow their economies. That's it. Next, the chat. We all took it on the chin a little bit yesterday in the chat, but it's going well. Keep the faith in there. Lots of good stuff on miners and a couple comments on from the founders on the optionality and expirations coming up. So we recommend that for a quick visit. Fed Day is today. That's at 2 p.m. Fed open market interest rate decision and the press conference at 2:30. More important than usual, even if we do expect them to cut 25 basis points, and that's because there is a lack of data coming out of the government. So everything Powell says may be taken a little bit more to heart. There is less context to couch what he's saying in, so it might be more reactionary. So we would say that the Fed Day today is important, even though I think the market is completely discounting a 25 basis point cut. If not, I don't know why they cut 50, but there you have it, maybe a 50 basis point cut. So that's it. Thursday's GDP and Friday is PCE. Vince, oh, let's pull a chart up. I want to give you a couple levels for the guys in the chat, the trading types. I'm just going to give you like a little augmented poly thing here. All right. So yesterday, right, I saw this. I was like, I like Route 41, the mutuals, we're mutuals on X, and he's a subscriber as well. He showed me a 10-minute chart with a nice V-shaped bottom. And my comment back was, yeah, it looks good. I think we're range bound, but it looks good. I wasn't dismissive of him, but he's pretty good at calling turnarounds, and that's, I guess, the legacy of being a Chicago trader. He saw it oversold, and look at that nice long wick in this little spot right here, right? And now you have what is close to being a, I'm not exactly sure, but we're looking at the whole morning star thing. We're looking at the whole, it would look like a fishhook, those of you that follow me. For to be a fishhook, I have to look at the open interest. But so for levels, right? According to Polly, as long as we're above 46.95, you're bullish. Okay. And we're butting up against 48.52. 48.52 to 48.85 is a dead zone for me. Okay. And above that, I'm friendly. And above my dotted line, which comes in at 49.95, I'm just silly bullish again because then we're back into this structure and this is just going to go. Likely going to go right back up. So there you have it. On the bear side, you're looking at this saying, well, if I'm bearish, this could end up bear flagging. Well, if it bear flags, then it should not get above my dotted line. And it should just kind of do this for a couple of days and then come off. So down, up, down, up, down, up, down, right? So you basically, that's why this line here that Polly has, 49, 46.95 is a good line. If it gets below here, the likelihood of testing a new low is very high. In the meantime, you should be flat, and you should be playing. You should be doing whatever you want to do. Don't take my advice. Above 48.53 would be a nice time to get long. And I do have some gamma left. I might get long above there. Gold, a little bit less exciting. Certainly not bad. Same formation, but certainly not above here. This is a big whack job after the sell-off. For Polly, it's you're bullish above 39.74, which was my level the other day, give or take, and one that he corroborates with. I would say below 39.74, you're neutral, and below 39.52, you're moderately bearish, and below 39.12, look out below. So same idea, right? Down, bear flag. Down, if you're bearish, bear flag. What does it have to get above for you to be comfortable here? Well, this is a lot of room to go. So I would say you're very neutral in here. And if for some reason we get above here, you're still not cleared. Okay, above 40.96, that long candle there. I like to say above the long candle, you're cleared. No, I think it could run through the long candle and then run through this selling again. which is why my number is way above the market, not even clear to being actionable yet at 4160. All right, I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.